Welcome back to the AMR studio. Live inside Petco Park, this is Padres Social Hour.
All right, welcome back. Padres Social Hour presented by United with Randy Jones. I'm Jesse Agler. Comic-Con is coming up here in San Diego. Yeah. Bloopers feeling very confident about getting some Comic-Con related guests on the show. Right? But I said, what do we have? You in center here one day. You dress up like Batman.
I'll be Batman. He can be Robin.
I've got a great visual in my head.
Me too. That's a bad visual. Him dressed like Robin.
Oh, my goodness. Get a big old Robin
that
costume.
That is hilarious.
Hey, let's fire up the old Cholula hotline and welcome in Jesse Sanchez of MLB.com. He does such a good job covering international baseball. You can follow him on Twitter, at Jesse Sanchez MLB. Hey, man, appreciate the time. Appreciate you joining us on the holiday weekend. But obviously, it's a busy couple of days. That signing period opens yesterday. And let's begin with the Padres. Is there a place to start, maybe, with the signings the Padres have made or are about to make, you think, as far as these names are concerned?
You know, we can go through the list in a minute, but I think what you're seeing there in San Diego is pretty consistent with what was happening in Texas years before with A.J. Preller as the international director, as his assistant GM there, Chris Kemp, who's now their international director for the Padres. What they're doing is pretty similar. They're going after good talent in Latin America, Dominican Republic, Venezuela. What's a little bit different that I've noticed this year, where in Texas they went after the big-ticket items, $1 million player, $2 million player, $3 million player. Here with the Padres is a different approach. They're kind of looking for the same type of talent, but great deals. And they were able to do that by get some good shortstops out of Venezuela, getting a top pitcher out of Mexico. There's always going to be minor deals coming out of the Dominican Republic. I mean, I'm not surprised at all when I look at the list of what the Padres signed, a guy named Kevin Melian from Venezuela, right-handed pitcher with maybe the best name in the entire international class, Henry. You know, Jose Cabrera, he's another good guy. I mean, if you go up and down this list, you can go to Padres.com and see everybody that they signed and the amount of money they signed. Most expensive one was $500,000, which is still obviously a lot of money. But, you know, I think the Padres should be pretty pleased. I think everybody from afar is looking at the Padres and saying, well, they're not surprised. You know, they Preller's from Texas. That's what they did in Texas. He has a couple same philosophies. Scouts with them, and I think they just anticipate them being really successful there.
Let me ask you a question. When you talk about, you know, the sort of the price range here as compared to Texas, how much, if any, do you think a part of that is sort of gearing up for next year when, as we know, because the rules governing how much teams can sign, you know, these guys for over the course of a given year, next year there's going to be a lot of teams that really aren't able to be players.
Right, and that's exactly right. What it comes down to is if each team has a certain amount of a pool money they can play with or spend, and once you go over that pool, you're penalized. And the maximum penalty is going 15% or higher over. And what that means is you're taxed for the overage of that pool, and also you cannot spend more than $300,000 per player. So for as we look at it now, there are several teams that have gone over that maximum limit. And so that eliminates the playing field, so that can – means the Padres could be bigger players next year when more teams are eliminated. So, I mean, it's a pretty interesting concept. I think the Padres made some good signs. It's pretty consistent with what, you know, Preller did, and, you know, I don't think anybody's surprised.
And, Jesse, a lot of these are kids, right? These are pretty young kids that they're drafting right now.
Right. These are 16-year-old kids, and, you know, there's a lot of risk there. You know, I mean, it's hard to project what an 18-year-old kid's going to do. It's hard to project with a 20-year-old kid in AA, how good is he going to be on the next level? And just you kind of amplify that and imagine the trying to project a kid at 16 years old or 17 years old. I mean, there's a, like they say, there's a lot of dreaming that goes involved. But what evaluators see, they spend a lot of time watching them in showcases. They watch their tools, their arm, their, you know, their wheels, how fast they can throw. Those types of, you know, the regular tools, and what is happening now in Latin America is there is a development of these leagues. There's a Major League Baseball has a league down there. There's a league called the Dominican Prospect League, another league called the International Prospect League. And what you're seeing now is scouts are able to evaluate these kids in games. You know, no longer is it just you know, a showcase on a Saturday or on a Thursday where they're just hitting BP. Now these guys are competing against each other in games, and it's pretty telling. You know, people are separating themselves. You know, the guys with the tools and who are have some game ready, have some game skill, are separating themselves from the guy who's are just tools. If that makes any sense.
Yeah, I mean, but I would assume they sign these guys, and it sounds to me at 16 years old they're gonna stay where they're at or have a central location, maybe down in the Dominican, where, you know, where they're gonna play there and start developing there before they see the U.S. and like rookie ball or even extended spring training ball in Pierre, Arizona. They might be a couple of years away from that even.
At least. I was down there, I think it was 2006 or 2007, it's hard to recall, when the Padres opened up their brand-new facility in the Dominican Republic. I don't know if you guys have been there, but that place is beautiful. It's like a resort. It's so nice. It's crazy nice. But what happens is they sign him at 16 years old, and the people who are really good, I mean, there will be a couple players who at 17 years old are ready to go to the United States to start, you know, playing in rookie ball or, you know, even high or low, you know, A ball. But for the most part, these guys will stay in the academy for a couple years, get instruction every day. At 18 or so, they'll decide, and it's a tough call organizations have to make. Are we going to send these guys to the United States? Are they ready? Or is it, you know, are we going to release them?
Wow.
So that's why, I mean, it's a pretty big risk. I mean, there's a big investment in these guys' success. I mean, if you're looking up and down the lineup, and we have a list on MLB.com of the players who signed, and, you know, these guys are signing for millions of dollars. So it's tough 2 years from now to say, hey, thanks for coming out. Good luck with that $1.5 million we gave you, you know. So there's a lot invested in these kids, and they really want them to succeed. So they're getting all the instruction. Hopefully in a couple of years they're going to make it to the United States and, you know, start their minor league career.
Jesse Sanchez covers international baseball expertly for MLB.com. He's on Twitter at Jesse Sanchez MLB. We appreciate some of the insight, man. Thanks so much, and enjoy the holiday weekend.
Thanks, Jesse.
My pleasure.
All right, Jesse Sanchez of MLB.com on the Cholula Hotline. Cholula Hot Sauce will elevate the flavor of your food with its delicious blend of unique peppers and authentic spices. Cholula, the flavorful hot sauce with the iconic wooden cap and proud partner of the San Diego Padres. He's talking about that academy down in the Dominican, by the way. A.J. Preller, I think he was joking. Maybe he was half joking earlier this year. He said it might even be too nice. Tuna, you don't want the guys to be that comfortable.
Well, it might be now.
Yeah, that was something.
You know, I mean, you soften them up a little bit if it's too nice. Yeah. Come on.
All right. Hey, are you looking for paradise? Who's not, really? Who's looking for paradise? Well, Maui Waui Hawaiian presents delicious, made-to-order fresh fruit smoothies as well as adult beverage smoothies. Visit the new Maui Waui locations inside Petco Park, at the Park at the Park, or the Mercado. They're also located in Oceanside, Camp Pendleton, and Temecula. We'll take a break, come back. More Twitter right after this.